Now, I'm sure that there are a fair number of people in our studio, or in our audience, rather, guys, who have had the experience of having one of these wonderful smartphones suddenly slip out of their hands, especially if they don't have a good case on it, and fall on the floor and crack, or get water damaged, or have something horrible happen to them, and be faced with a huge loss. There's a lot of money involved in this, Cal.
Some people call that a gravity upgrade.
For some people, I imagine it is. Well, this last week, Ginny, my wife, I must have been working on getting a gravity upgrade because she was carrying a water bottle in her purse. And normally these are pretty well, you know, screwed down and tightened up. Got home only to find out that her purse had become a swimming pool. And one of the casualties of that was that her iPhone 6 Plus, which I had bequeathed to her, was now not working.
No life preserver, eh?
Yeah, it was working, but it had weird things like the volume control, you know, the one that shows you where it's was stuck in the middle of the screen. It was obviously damaged. And long story short, we live in the Royal Oak area, and I had to travel up Woodward Avenue to AT&T because she needed to get it replaced right away. And in the process, went in and got her an iPhone 7 Plus, which she now is complete, which is water
resistant,
which means it'll take a little bit of dampness. Well, as I was in there with this damaged iPhone 6 Plus, the people at AT&T said, you know, you could get this fixed if you went up the row here a couple of stores.
Pray tell where?
To a place called You Break, I Fix. And I thought, that is kind of the theme of our lives here.
That's an awesome name.
Isn't it? Because it certainly is the kind of thing that we face when people bring their equipment to us. With us right now is assistant manager at You Break, I Fix in Royal Oak, Chris Fronius. Chris, thanks for being with us.
No, thank you, sir. Appreciate the time.
Chris, who came up with that wonderful name?
His name is Justin Witherhill. He started the business in 2009 down in Florida. He's the originator of the whole business. And I met him once, actually, a couple months ago during a small get-together due to the success of the stores in Michigan. And he just started at his garage with a bunch of guys he knew, and it blew up. It got real big. We got 300 stores plus nationwide right now, a couple out-of-country stores. And we are just running the Michigan division.
Gotcha. Right. And matter of fact, let's talk just kind of quickly in terms of how I saw that there are 5 stores in the Metro Detroit area. Am I right?
Yep. 5 stores up, Royal Oak being the mother store. And then we have Troy, Sterling Heights, Bloomfield, and Southfield.
Okay. The majority of them on the west side of town. How about through the rest of the state of Michigan? Because we have affiliates, you know, all over the state of Michigan.
We're currently working on a 10-store plan. The 10-store plan is in effect, and hopefully, and I don't want to speak on too much I'm not entirely sure of, but I believe they want them up by 2020. When we're expanding currently right now, we're looking at other markets and other neighborhoods just to try to get in, because I personally want to be back on the east side of the state where I'm, you know, native to. Driving all this way is kind of a pain, as I'm sure most understand. 696 is under construction, or 75 is under construction for the next couple of years.
Yeah.
But we're working on getting more stores up because we have a big demand to meet for the state.
And
It's apparent that we're effective in the neighborhoods, so we want to help everybody we can in as many places as we can.
Is it a franchise opportunity, or is this a corporate owned? Okay. So if someone wanted to get involved with it, I guess they would go to UFix, UBreakIFix.com, and you can find out information about that?
Yeah, it's all through the corporate entities, and then they'll try to set you up the best they can with all the equipment, the know-how, the knowledge, the training. It really comes full package.
Wow. Now, I'm going to guess that you're dealing with the whole range of smartphones there, not just Apple, you know, iPhones, but all the rest of them, right? So what do you handle?
The whole spectrum. We try our absolute best to be entirely knowledgeable on almost every device from, I saw 1990 Sony Walkman video recorder come in the first couple weeks we opened the store. down to, you know, tasers. We did a taser at one point in time to, you know, all cell phones of all spectrums, Samsung, Nokia, the old brick ones, anything with information that's valuable to you and you need to have saved. That's what our goal is.
And by the way, I want to testify, folks, this is from personal experience, that the phone that I brought in, the 6 Plus, Chris and his company there, was able to clean up. It is the water damage was the primary problem, right, Chris?
Yeah, the water damage was causing some shorts on the motherboard, causing the phone to do things sporadically.
Yep.
And we had to get that out of there.
Okay, and once you fix that, I'm noticing now there was a little damage on the screen, and that probably is going to be a permanent damage. But beyond that, I'm seeing everything else, all the other applications that are part of the phone are working just fine.
I'm glad to hear that, actually, because a lot of the times water damage can be so severe that a lot of the functions just fade out, or you know, you might all of a sudden call or text somebody you really wish you wouldn't have. And we've heard all the horror stories. So water damage does cause those problems.
Oh, wow.
It's nice to know that it's not consistent with yours. Even after the damage.
Yeah. One of the things that you did, and guys, this is impressed me, was that you break, I fix. Was that they were able to get the data that was on my wife's phone off and get that sent up to the cloud so that she could reinstall it. Because the AT&T store employee that I talked to said, I'm sorry, we can't do that. Because I had walked in with this damaged one and was hopeful that they could simply take the information like her contacts and things like that off of here and put them onto the phone. And they said, sorry, we can't do that. And Chris Fronius, by the way, who is the assistant manager at the You Break, I Fix store in Royal Oak, is our guest. You guys were able to do that, though. Is that something unique to your company, that you're able to get that kind of data off?
I wouldn't say it's unique. I'm sure there are plenty of people out there, and if they're out there, please come and apply. We want good people who know what they're doing. Sorry to plug. But, there's a lot of people out there who do these kinds of things, and some in businesses, some just do it on the side. But most of the time, and I don't want to rip on major companies out there, but some of them, and most of them, are salesmen, and that is their forte. Mm. Therefore, they're to sell you things and not necessarily repair. They don't have your best interest in mind, as repair would be your best interest, as that's how we get paid. We don't sell phones here or anything like that. We just have the interest of repair in mind. So again, back to the point of we try to have every aspect of repair. We try to know as much as we can so we can try to service the public to the best of our abilities.
Gary had a... I'm sorry.
Chris, you don't want to go prospect for good employees at AT&T because they couldn't fix it for Foster and Jenny.
As a former AT&T employee myself, and I was, I didn't work for the mobile. I worked for the, I was a cable guy, and it was great. You know, they have all the latest products, and that's great. They have all the greatest, you know, stuff, the newest stuff. But again, their interest is strictly to sell you a phone. So that's the difference. And don't get me wrong, I'm a sales guy too. But at the same time, I can only fix what you have in order to get paid. They can sell you a new one.
Yep.
We just don't have that option. And that's why we must keep your best interest, which is repair.
And I have
and they told Foster a little bit. They told Foster about you after they sold.
Yes.
Of course.
That was carefully orchestrated. Oh, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You're leaving the store. Pardon us while we maybe give you a solution.
That's exactly it. Well, and in this particular case, I had to take it because my wife had some critical stuff that was on the phone that she needed to take care of. And as quickly as you guys worked, and by the way, you worked very quickly at this, of drying it out and getting that data back, it was still, unfortunately, not fast enough for her, so I ended up buying the 7 Plus. But Cal.
Hey, Chris, got a question for you, and if it's not putting you on the spot, what sort of warranty do you offer on these repairs that you do do?
Everything we do has a quarter-year, 90-day warranty. We pretty much will insure the part itself for malfunction or any sort of defects. Which, you know, if anything is broken or damaged on our parts, obviously, that would void that. But as far as defects go, if you can't touch your screen at day 89 and it's 2 in the morning and you don't know what to do and you call me and leave me a message, I will extend your warranty to allow you time to bring it in and I can take care of you.
That's great. It sounds like service is something that's very important. You mentioned about getting techs to work for. Where do you recruit your techs from?
Well, we don't necessarily recruit. It's kind of, you got to have a good customer service base. And I mean, knowing something about this business is great, but nobody's ever walked into this kind of a job field and said, hey, I've done this before. You know, it's very few and far between who can say they have. So we look for people who, you know, can be customer service oriented first. I can teach anybody how to fix almost anything, but I can't teach you how to be presentable in front of people to be effective.
Yeah, that's a challenge. Chris Fronius, by the way, is our guest. He's the assistant manager at You Break, I Fix. And if you want to find out more about that, youbreakifix.com is the number. You can go to internetadvisor.net and look on our show notes as well to find out more information about that. Currently in the Metro Detroit area, although, as Kel, you found out, it's a franchise business, and you can maybe you're interested in opening up one of these franchises and expanding, for instance, to the Grand Rapids area. I imagine you'd have a good business out there with the plenty of smartphones that are in use in the western part of our state.
Well, on that note, actually, we do have a business out there in Grand Rapids currently right now.
Oh, good.
So that territory has been taken. So I'm sorry to get anybody's hopes up. But other territories are accessible. You just have to access our corporate offices and see what's available out there.
Okay.
Anybody who knows this would, or anybody who would do this would see this is a very good business opportunity as far as what the world is like now when everyone needs their cell phones. It's a crucial part of our lives now.
Right.
And, you know, the repairs are just consistent. So everybody does something to it every other day.
Well, I want to thank you for doing a great job of taking care of my wife's phone. It is fixed right now and working just fine. Of course, there's a little bit of screen damage, but I have to tell you folks that if all the repairs had been done that Chris quoted me on this, it still would have cost us, the quote was about $150. And that is, when you take a look at what phones cost nowadays, a very reasonable price for getting a phone back up and working as well as this is right now. Chris Fronius, thank you so much for being with us. And the company, again, is youbreakifix.com. And you'll find this particular store on Woodward Avenue in Royal Oak between 13 and 14 Mile Road. Thanks again, Chris, for being with us. And good luck to you and the company.
Thank you, sir. Have a great night.
All right. Take care.